Hey friends, welcome. So this week has been a really rough one for me. My daughter is teething and running 104 fevers at night, and I've went to the doctor and called the office more times in 1 week than I have ever done before. And needless to say, I'm riding one heck of a storm, fearful that something bad could happen. Yet there's nothing more that I can physically do. And I tell you this story not for sympathy or for you to feel bad or anything, but rather to open up what God has placed on my heart to share with you again. During this time of fear, worry, and anxiety, He's placed on my heart the passage of Matthew 8:23-27. It's a pretty popular passage where Jesus calms a storm, and man, are there storms raging inside of me. And one of them includes, you know, our finances and the story I just told you, and combines them together. So since my husband has yet to really settle into this new job with getting steady paychecks, and now that we have medical expenses to worry about, and unfortunately they've impacted my choices, I have made some, you know, choices concerning my daughter's care based off of finances, and it makes me even more anxious. Like, did I do the right thing? Was I worried more about the money, or was I worried more about her care? Which there was more going into that, obviously, based off of what my decisions were made. But that was part of it. And I'm 100% positive that I'm not alone here. You may not be in the season right now, but I know that you've probably made some decisions that you might not have had if, you know, finances weren't an issue. And it's this belief, or shall I say imbelief, or unbelief, imbelief isn't a word, unbelief, that God is sharing with us today. So go grab a pen and paper, friend, because God's really been speaking some truth on me, and I want to share it with you. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey mama, I want to invite you to go and grab a Where Did My Money Go budget checkup. This is a 1 hour call that is going to help you stay on budget by learning what your spending habits truly are and finding out where your money is going each and every month. Just because everyone blames it on coffee and Netflix doesn't necessarily mean that that is your specific truth. So head on over to bit.ly/budget checkup so that we can track, goal set, and keep you on budget. All right, so before I get too deep into the episode, I want to actually read this passage to you. It's just a few short verses, but it's very deep and has hit me really hard. Just last night when I was stressing and being, you know, overly anxious about the situation that I'm in with my daughter. And so, okay, like I said, before I get too deep, let's just read the passage. So it's Jesus calms a storm. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a ferocious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey him." They were so amazed. But, okay, so that passage has really hit me hard because, like I was saying, last night I was stressing. I was so overwhelmed. Here I thought that I was just getting exhausted and tired, which I I am. I haven't been sleeping hardly at all. But I thought that I was just getting overstimulated. That's it. And I go outside. My husband takes the kids when he gets home. And I go outside and I just have this one-on-one session with God. And I realize that I'm not like over... Again, I forgot the word. I'm not what I thought I was. I was actually anxious and stressed and worried. And I thought that when I went to the doctor's office that that had all went away, that I was calm, that I was able to get through it, and I was just tired. But in all reality, I had these stresses hidden inside of me that I didn't know where they came from. And I just had to melt down with God and get it out and tell him my fears and everything. And then I was able to let go of it because I gave it to him and he helped me through it. But then I was laying on the couch after I'd calmed down and he brought this story to the front of my mind. And he made me realize that, you know, it's crazy how the disciples didn't have a whole bunch of faith. Like they did. They totally, totally believed that God was, or Jesus was God, and they followed him and everything. But in this point in the story, and don't ask me, you know, timeline, because I don't know that. But this point of the story, they obviously didn't really know who they were with. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been so amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey him." They were shocked at what he was capable of doing because they really didn't know who he was yet, and they didn't have that faith built that they could just believe that he would do anything for him. And that's what God, you know, opened my eyes to. He gave me faith that Jesus will take care of us in the storm. And if the disciples truly knew who they had on their boat, they never would have been scared and knew that they were safe, even when the winds were tossing their boat around and coming over, well, the waves were coming over the boat and they were fearful of drowning. They would have been calm. If they would have been in their right mind, you know, not fearful and anxious, but in a calm state of mind, they would have known that everything was okay because it says right here in the passage, Jesus was sleeping. Oh my goodness, like how clear is that? Jesus wasn't scared of anything. He was in the most vulnerable state a human can be in, and that's sleeping during this crazy storm that's throwing them around and everyone's fearful of the fact that they could die. He was sleeping. They weren't thinking about that. They were thinking about the fear and the anxiety and the stress, and their brain was just in this reactive mode, or it's like the fight, flight, or freeze frame of mind, you know? They were in that and they weren't able to think straight. So they went to God. They went to Jesus to ask him for help. And even though he said that they had little faith and why are you so afraid, they still went to him, which was seeking him, seeking his help, and not trying to do it alone. Granted, they're in the situation where they physically cannot do anymore, just like I am in the situation with my daughter. I physically cannot do anymore, and I am stressing out and overwhelmed, and I just broke down to God. I couldn't tell you if the way I prayed was where he would have said, you know, you have little faith, instead of, you know, actually having a whole bunch of faith and knowing it. But I still went to God during this, and he helped calm my mind and get me into a state where I could actually perform my duties as a loving mother and go about doing things that aren't based off of stress and off of reaction, but rather off of, you know, sitting down and thinking and then doing. And it's just so crazy how, you know, if these disciples were really able to understand who was on their boat, they wouldn't have been fearful at all. And luckily, We have that. We know what Jesus is going to do for us. We know what God's going to do for us. So we can have a large amount of faith in these situations. But I don't want you to think that I'm saying, oh my gosh, if you don't have a lot of faith, then, oh, I'm in trouble because then Jesus and God aren't going to do anything for me. No, that is so not the truth. Because right here, when Jesus calms the storm, he may have said, hey, you have little faith. Calm down. Relax, I'm here, nothing's gonna happen to you. But he still took action and calmed the storm. He stopped the winds and the waves and everything just calmed down. He didn't just say, oh, you know, I was sleeping, why do you have such little faith? I'm not very happy with you right now, nothing's gonna happen, I'm perfectly fine, or you're perfectly fine, I'm going back to bed, now leave me alone. He didn't say that. He was loving and compassionate and just reminded them in a loving way that, hey, I'm here. You believe in me. So why are you fearful that something's going to happen? And it's so great, though, that they still went to him instead of trying to figure it out on their own. However, I don't know how they would have figured that one out on their own. They'd have just had to ride out the storm, right? And that's not very fun, and it's not very calming, and it kind of can be more overwhelming rather than just going to God with your struggle and letting him know what's going on in your heart. And that is what calms the storm. You can have a prayer just asking for help in the situation. You can have a prayer that is like, Father, I know you're going to get me through this situation. I don't know how, and that makes me anxious. So I pray to live spirit forward, allowing the Holy Spirit to come inside of me and guide my words, my actions, my heart, so that I may get through it in a peaceful and calm way, and that my actions and decisions are not made out of fear. And you can go on with that prayer, you know, for your own situation. But those two are two different prayers based on how much belief you have. Or maybe it's not even the amount of belief you have, or just the amount of fear that is taking you over. And it doesn't really matter, because even if you have a little amount of faith or you have a big amount of faith, God is still going to be there for you. And I just really wanted to share this with you, because it doesn't matter how much faith you actually have. There's actually another passage somewhere that is faith like a mustard seed. It's in Matthew as well. And it talks about having, you know, a small amount of faith, as small as the size of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed, I mean, is like tiny. It's like the size of the tip of a pin or something like that. But it's so amazing how you don't have to have a whole lot of faith. It starts with a little bit of faith and you go from there. So no matter what season you are in, the amount of faith that you have is enough. And God is not going to rebuke you for it. He is not going to be upset. He just wants you to come to him. He wants you to rely on him and to allow him to calm the storms in your life. There have been some amazing times in my life where I have been so stressed out and so worried and so anxious that I just sent up a quick prayer to God and was like, oh my gosh, I need help in this. I don't even remember what this one was, but he sent me my best friend, well, my friend from high school. She texted me out of the blue, like later on that day, and I was like, oh my gosh, God just answered my prayer. But then there have been times where he's been like instantaneous. I was so stressed one time, like overwhelmed by the kids and overstimulated. By the way, that's a word I was looking for earlier. But I was overstimulated and I was just like, God, I need help. I don't want to be a reactionary parent right now. I want to be able to be loving and kind and Jesus-like for my kids. And yet I am so stressed and overwhelmed and I just can't do this on my own. Please send me help before I do something I regret. And instantly my phone rang and my husband was on the phone with me. It was crazy. And we talked and I calmed down. And everything was great. And It's just so amazing how God will do what you ask of him. He just asks you to ask and, you know, take that action to seek him first with your problems rather than trying to do it on your own, because on your own, you don't get as far as you do with God. Okay, so I pray that this message has helped you through whatever struggle it is that you're going through right now. It may be a financial situation, you know, it may be something like what I'm going through with my daughter, or maybe a mixture of both, just like I said that I am going through. It's a mixture of everything, and I don't feel like there's ever just one problem that we have facing in our lives. We've got multiple things going on at once, and which can make the overwhelm even worse. But that's why it's just so imperative that we go and we seek God first and we constantly lean on him and allow him to be spirit forward, live spirit forward, allowing the Holy Spirit to come inside of you and to guide your words, your actions, your heart, you know, whatever it is that you're struggling with, or just, you know, live spirit forward instead of flesh forward so that you can do what it is that you are called to do in a calm and peaceful manner instead of trying to do things on your own, because it's so much better when God is in control than when we are in control. And I hope and pray that you experience this someday and you allow him to, you know, send you your friend when you need it, or send you someone to calm you down when you're about to blow up on your children, because it happens. It's totally okay too. And so I just want you to know that you are not alone and that you are not alone, you know, with God is always there, but you also have people around you. So lean on them as well. Come join the free Facebook group that I have. It's bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity. And share with us your stories, share with us your struggles so that we can be the person that God sends you the help that maybe you didn't know you needed, or that just helps you calm down in whatever storm that you are dealing with. So, ladies, I just pray that this message has blessed you and that you go on with your life with God and living in a peaceful and loving environment that you are able to just, you know, radiate to those around you. Okay, I'll stop there before I just ramble on. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great week. Hey mama, I want to invite you to go and grab a Where Did My Money Go budget checkup. This is a 1-hour call that is going to help you stay on budget by learning what your spending habits truly are and finding out where your money is going each and every month. Just because everyone blames it on coffee and Netflix doesn't necessarily mean that that is your specific truth. So head on over to bit.ly/budget checkup so that we can track, goal set, and keep you on budget. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama. Hey mama, I want to invite you to go and grab a Where Did My Money Go budget checkup. This is a 1-hour call that is going to help you stay on budget by learning what your spending habits truly are and finding out where your money is going each and every month. Just because everyone blames it on coffee and Netflix doesn't necessarily mean that that is your specific truth. So head on over to bit.ly/budget checkup so that we can track, goal set, and keep you on budget.